Bennett Dibben, David Bayard, and Anita Easterwood will tell us about this year's PeaceWorks Kansas City Local Art Fair this coming Saturday and Sunday, September 12th, 24 and 25 at Tice Park, south of the Nelson Art Gallery, just south of the Emanuel Cleaver II Boulevard, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and 10 to 5 Sunday. This event used to be called the Unplaza Art Fair. They are changing the name to emphasize the local nature of this event and its connection to peace activists. Bennett is an activist in PeaceWorks and a lead organizer of this art fair. David is a local artist who has presented many times at this art fair. He took the lead in organizing an online open art fair for PeaceWorks in 2020. Anita specializes in quality artwork grounded in blackness, especially African-American portraiture and graphite. Bennett, give us a brief overview of the plans for this art fair.
Well, we have 80 artists in our art fair this year. And we'll have a food truck. And we're going to have other organizations tabling, like KC Tenants and Veterans for Peace.
KKFI and Friends of Community Media.
Right.
And
thank you. And
Cheredith Brook Catholic Worker House.
Yeah.
Grandparents for Gun Safety, the Green Party, Better Ballot Kansas City, and the St. Lawrence Catholic Worker House in Kansas City. And I may have missed something there, but we have around 10 or...
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great, great, great. Anita, why did you decide to present at this year's art fair?
Yeah, so another artist friend of mine told me about the fair. This is my first year, and she had nothing but great things to say about the organization and the fair itself. And so I checked it out, and I applied.
Wonderful. David, why do you like this art fair so much? David, I'm not hearing you. Are you muted? David, you're muted. You need to unmute.
Yeah, this is the first Zoom mistake we've ever made on the program.
Oh.
Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you just fine now.
I've been, I think, coming for 6 or 7 years or so. And the reason I like it is that... they go out of their way to make it accessible to all artists of all races, creeds, religions, shoe sizes, you name it. They really want to see artists succeed, and they make it really accessible with their low fees. And I think their enthusiasm and their passion for this show is what kept me coming back year after year.
Mm-hmm. And you want to talk to us about the food?
Yeah, we're going to be having a food tent, not a food truck. And so there'll be a tent set up on the south side of the lawn, and it's going to be Colombian food.
Okay. Comida colombiana. Qué bueno. All right. So how is this different from the Plaza Art Fair running concurrent with this event?
Well, one of the things that makes it different is that 98% of our artists are all local, and I think that because it's local, we're bringing a more of a what I call we're kind of showing a beloved community.
Mm-hmm.
by the type of artists that we bring in and the tabling that we bring in, and that's kind of what PeaceWorks is about.
So tell us about the different types of art that people might find at this event.
Well, we have pottery, we have paintings, we have jewelry, we have some a little bit of textile art, and we even have someone that's going to be reading their poetry.
Wonderful. Like, I'll bet David Baird is one of those, right? Are you going to be reading some poetry, David?
Yes, I've got poetry and, to what I do is photography and poetry. So, yes, I'm going to have some poetry there and some music also.
Books to sell and yeah. That contains your poetry and your Skyboy Photos, right?
Yes, correct.
Tell us about Skyboy Photos.
Well, so I do photography, and I started doing photography, and then I started doing poetry. And then I decided, why not combine the two? So one of the things I'll have at the fair this year is what I call photo poems. I don't know, Spencer, if you can think of a better name for it, you know, I'm go for it. But I combine the photograph with a photo in it. And I just to give a couple of examples, I guess the there's one that actually a deep space photo of the I'm going to have to paint a picture here because this is radio, right? Your listeners.
That's right.
I'll paint a picture of it. So it's the Horsehead Nebula, which is this vast cloud of dust and gas. And it's like space weather sort of. And stars and just a really nice photo. And underneath it, the poem that I put with it, which I actually created at the time that I was taking the photos at the middle of the night, it goes, oh, life is made of heaven. We can see it sometimes when we dream. Whoops, hold on here. Oh, life is made of heaven. We can see it sometimes when we dream. Our days were meant to shine out, pinpricks in the black dome of night, dreamers in flight.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is, it's called Missouri River Sunset. And just it's Missouri River with the sky off to the west there, this beautiful golden color. There's a cloud draped across the sky over the river that just kind of mirrors the shape of the water below it. And that one is actually, it's a poem if you see it, but it's also part of a song that I wrote, and it goes with the tune of Shenandoah. So I can't read this. I have to sing it. So it goes like this. Love is the stitch that binds us. Once I knew it wasn't hard, penetrate the hearts of others, forgive the wounds they touch, then your own heart flowers. And so I can do one more if we got time here.
No, let's go to Anita here. Anita, tell us about the kinds of art that you do.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I'm a portrait artist and illustrator. So majority of my works are just that, portraits. My preferred medium is graphite. However, I do have pieces that have pops of colors, and then I have other pieces that are full color. So a lot of my pieces, they have a very heavy hatching technique that's part of my style, and I think that's what makes my work memorable to those who see it. And also, outside of artwork, I'll also be selling totes and mugs, bookmarks, greeting cards, kind of anything that you can think of, just to have a nice variety for the audience and product, and as well as price point.
Right. So you have a website.
I do. Yes. My website is Anita Easterwood, and that's A-N-I-T-A Easterwood, just like it sounds, .com. And my Instagram is my name as well. So Anita _ Easterwood.
Okay. And I remember seeing a thing on your website that had four copies of an image of an African American woman with a big fro and skates and so forth, and with different colors. And I thought, Andy Warhol, won't you please come home?
Yes, yes. I have a good friend of mine who always asks me to do something pop art inspired, and so that was the closest that I'll get. That one is titled Legends, and so it's a girl with skates. And it's for all the skaters out there. I'm not a real skater, but my parents were very heavy skaters. A lot of people in my community are skaters. And it's actually been probably the most popular image that I've created in 2022.
Wonderful. Great, great, great. And you're doing an internship where, you said?
Yeah, I'm doing an artist residency at Interurban Art House. is located in Overland Park, Kansas. And what that is a nonprofit that supports local artists. They have studio artists, about 30 plus studio artists. And then they also have monthly exhibitions. They're very big on educating artists and giving spotlight, and even if they can connect you to ways to funding and things like that. So it's Interurban Art House, a great organization to be a part of. You can become a member. It's $10 a month. And they also have scholarships available if that's something that's out of your budget.
Wonderful. And for our listeners, if you didn't catch all those URLs, websites, you can go to the description of this episode of Radioactive Magazine at kkfi.org. Go News and Public Affairs, then Radioactive Magazine, and you'll find this episode, and you will find links to Anita's website and Skyboy Photos and the Interurban Art House. Is that it? This old dog can still learn new tricks. Okay, so so Finette, do we have other kinds of people's, art besides just this, or probably, all kinds? I think you already...
Yeah, we do. We have all kinds of artists. So,
right. So, and for those who just joined us, we are talking with Anita Easterwood, David Bayard, and Bennett Dibben about this year's PeaceWorks Kansas City Local Art Fair, previously called the Unplaza Art Fair. It will be held this coming Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th, at Tice Park, south of the Nelson Art Gallery, just south of Emmanuel Cleaver II Boulevard. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. Bennett, how can people learn more about this art fair before showing up on Saturday or Sunday?
Well, you can go to our website, peaceworkskc.org.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you can kind of get an idea of what's going on this year. And if you... want to apply for next year or want to be on our mailing list, which we have added an artist since the deadline, you can call us or you can email us at peaceworkskc@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Great. So, Bennett, can you summarize for us the history of this event?
Well, this is our 31st year doing the art fair, and it actually started in someone's front yard and that went on for a few years, and then it moved to All Souls
Unitarian Universalist Church on Walnut in the Plaza area, right?
That's correct. Yes. And then a few years back we started gathering so many artists, we needed a bigger space, and so then we went over here to South Moreland Park, and we were there a few years, and now this is our first year in Theus Park.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know it as Volker Park.
Yeah. I think they changed the name, apparently. I've been told that it has been renamed, and there's a question of whether it's Theus or Theus. The German pronunciation, I think, is Theus, but anyway.
Okay.
Great. And in the past, you've had training for new artists.
Yes. Like the artist that joined us this year, even old artists, we sent out a couple links to some classes that that PeaceWorks sponsored a few years back to kind of give artists an idea of how to set up their tent space and different ways to sell themselves as artists.
Great.
And stuff, and they're very good videos to watch.
Good. And they're on available on at peaceworkskc.org/peaceworks-events/2works-for-art-fair-artists. But and if you have trouble with that, find it. We can get you those links. So Anita, how did you become an artist?
Well, I honestly feel like I didn't have a choice in the matter. Regardless of what I was doing in life, art was always a part of me. I grew up around art. My dad's also an artist. I decided to make art my career in 2020. And I think I'm amongst the thousands of us who just had a wake-up call when we were kind of unhappy with where we were at. My true background is in education, but at the time I was working in sales. And
working
I just wanted to...
sales?
Yes, working in sales. Yep. I went from education to sales. And I just wanted to give myself a real shot at doing what I was most passionate about. So I can just look back and say I had no regrets.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. So, David, same question. How do you tell me about the creation of an artist? And you're muted again, David Bayard.
Okay, let me tell you all about it. You have about more than a few years, but
we have 5 or 10 minutes, right? So
yeah, I've always been creative. I guess about 35 years ago, I got interested in the sky and started taking photographs of clouds, storms, and lightning, and so forth. And then more recently, I got sort of re-interested in poetry. That sort of felt like an explosion of passion for poetry for me. And I saw how poetry actually heals lives. And it's almost like a spiritual calling. So I started writing poems, and then I realized, oh, I can publish these too. That first scary poem it happened. So I just kept writing more. And I've got 3 books of poetry that I'll have this weekend. And I'll also be performing poetry readings for whoever stops by there. And I'll also have, of course, my photographs and my newest book, which is coming out in just a week or so here, called Come Home, Child, is a memoir of healing from childhood trauma through poetry, music, laughter, and therapy.
That's great.
And I'll have copies of it out there to order. So I guess that's how I got started.
So what kind of equipment what do you do when you're taking photos of the sky? Do you just lay down on your back in the grass and start snapping pictures with your iPhone, or what?
I think it's a little more involved than that. I've got a 10-inch reflector telescope. No, actually, that can be done, Spencer. There's a lot of people nowadays with iPhones are pretty good. But no, I think what I enjoy about it is that, you know, it's just incredibly complex. No, if I could do that, Spencer, really, you know. But no, the process is so complex that my sister-in-law said, David, why don't you just go to NASA and buy the picture? But I like the process. It's basically one photograph that the camera is open on the telescope for 4 hours.
Yeah.
All night long. And I'll set it up and get it pointed to the right star or galaxy. And then I'll just lie down in the grass and kind of will compose poems like the one I did
Your 10-inch telescope also has a motor and gear system, so it gradually moves as the Earth moves to compensate, so that you're taking the same picture of the sky all
yes.
4 hours. Right.
Well put, Spencer. Well put. That's exactly right.
I'm when I graduated from the 8th grade, my dad said, "Spence, you ought to be an engineer." I said, "Sure, Dad. What's an engineer?" Anyway, Anita, tell us more about your background and so forth.
Yeah, like I mentioned, art has always been a part of my life. So I am a native of Kansas City, Kansas, born and raised, went to Sumner High School. And I went to K-State for my degree in art, and then went straight to University of Kansas for my master's in African American Studies. because at the time I wanted to be a professor, and then I kind of got over that portion, but still wanted to be in education. So, you know, when I looked at the college landscape or just higher education in general, I really didn't want to do all the politicking that went along with that. So that's why I kind of transitioned out of that mindset. I taught for a couple of years in Turner High School and then went on to sales for a couple of years before I just really realized that art is where I want it to be. I'm heavily involved in my community as well. I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I also enjoy doing a lot of volunteering. But I feel as though when it comes to this art journey, I'm still a novice, which I enjoy because that means that I'm not at my peak. I always enjoy learning. I always enjoy pushing myself. My latest venture is to get back into oil painting. And so that's what I'll be working on for the remaining of 2022 is creating more oil paints to add to my portfolio.
Wonderful. So Bonat Pieceworks is planning something for the week after this art fair.
Yes, October 1st. There's a few of us going to Whiteman Air Force Base, and we're going there. We'll be there at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be there for around an hour, and we'll be protesting drone warfare. We're not protesting the soldiers. We're just protesting that what drones do to the soldiers that actually are we're just protesting what the drones drones affect other
Dan people. Daniel Hale is in prison for sharing with the American public a classified document that indicated that something like 90% of the people killed in drone strikes during a certain period were not the intended target. And he's in prison, right?
Right.
He's in prison. And the New York Times ran a front page article a month or three ago talking about a drone pilot who was told to kill a certain terrorist one day, which he did. The next day, they told him to kill the same one. He said, "Wait a minute, I just said that. Oh, we got the wrong man." Right.
Right.
None of the people killed were presented with charges against them, had a right to present evidence in their defense, et cetera. They were tried, convicted, and executed in the court of public opinion, where the rules of evidence, if you'll forgive me, I'm also the Secretary of Peaceworks, Kansas City. So anyway, that's how I get into this. But, you know, we need to talk some more about the art fair. So talk to us some more about David and Anita, what more would you like our audience to know about your art? And
I'll go first. So
yeah.
The way I describe what I create, I think my body of work is a natural extension of myself. I enjoy creating things that I connect with. That way my audience can also connect with it. I enjoy recreating everyday people. So most of my pieces are people that you do not know, and that's by design. However, it's somebody that you can connect to. So I enjoy when people look at my work and they say, oh, that reminds me of my cousin or my aunt, or this reminds me of my childhood, how I used to roller skate, things like that. That's what I enjoy about connecting with my audience. But I do have some faces that you will recognize. Sometimes you gotta give the people what they want. So I do have Mahomes pieces as well. What I haven't shown yet that will be at this art fair, that's probably what I'm most excited about. I did a piece of Jackie Robinson, just noting his time here when he played for the Kansas City Monarchs in the Negro League for Kansas City. And so I'll have a few of those pieces on display. And so that's probably what I'm most excited about showing. You know, it's Black history, it's Kansas City Pride history, it's everything kind of all wrapped in one.
That's wonderful. David?
Yeah, well, I guess I have to echo what Anita so eloquently talked about when she said that she felt like she was a beginner or something about being a beginner. And, you know, to me, the passion of art is that every time you get into the studio or even at 3 a.m. when you're dreaming of what you're going to do, it feels like a beginning. It feels like you're back at square one, and not in a bad way at all. It's a freshness and a vitality that the creative process gives you, that the making of art gives you a way to connect with that original child in yourself who just wanted to go out and play and wanted to sketch and wanted to sing and wanted to dance and perform or whatever it might have been, that you get a chance to go back. It's almost like your second childhood, right? That I think that's for me what is the best passion of art, what is the most satisfying and fulfilling part of doing artwork. You know, because it's not an easy career path. You have to want it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's what absolutely makes it totally, totally worth it.
So do you keep notebooks or whatever? Do you jot down ideas about things you might want to do?
Yeah, I try to, and then I keep losing them. But
yeah. Anita?
I'll put it in my phone. That way I don't lose it.
Well,
I'm this old man with a book in his pants. I keep a diary and it's always with me. So that, you know, when I get an idea for something I might want to do, I jot it down, right?
And
some of those stuff I use and some of it I don't. But process it. Bennett, do you have any other comments you want to share on this? We're getting close to out of time, and so it's time for final words for our audience, I think. Bennett?
Well, all I really have to say is I hope everyone out there listening will come to our fair. On Saturday, it's from 10 to 6, and on Sunday, it's from 10 to 5, and it's at Tice Park.
Tice Park. At least that's
sometimes known as Volker Park, which I usually call it Volker Park.
Yeah, right. Final words, David?
Oh, just that I hope everybody comes out to the fair. I think they're going to see lots of the art that I just talked about and the passion of the people who are making it. It's a wonderful location, Tice Park. This is the first time that they've been there, and it's a wonderful location, easy parking. You're going to just meet some wonderful people there, not just the artists, but the people coming by to see.
And 78 other artists that are hopefully as creative some younger than Anita, and I don't know about the top end of the age range, but
I'd like to think there's some older than me. I don't know. I'm almost old myself, but
than myself, right?
There you go. And now you're older still, as the song goes.
That's for sure true. Right. So we've been talking with David Bayard, Anita Easterwood, and Bennett Dibben, and they've been telling us about this year's Pieceworks Kansas City Local Art Fair, previously called the Unplaza Art Fair. It will be held this coming Saturday and Sunday, September 24 and 25, at Tice Park, south of the Nelson Art Gallery, just south of Emmanuel Cleaver II Boulevard, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and 10 to 5 Sunday. There's more on that at peaceworkskc.org, or you can go to the description of you can go to kkfi.org, then News and Public Affairs, then Radioactive Magazine. Tune in next week for an interview with Richard Mabian, who was recently appointed to the National Environmental Justice Advisory Council of the Environmental Protection Agency. Mabian is a longtime leader in Wyandotte County, especially, but also elsewhere. I'm Spencer Graves. Craig LeBeau is at the controls. Thanks for listening.